the rest of the story. Old Willie. That's what they came to call him in the little Eskimo village where he was born and lived much of his life. Old Willie the Storyteller. His full name was William Okeylock. He came into the frozen world in 1897 with a special talent, as everyone knew, to collect and recollect the legends of the people of Alaska's Seward Peninsula. And there was one story in particular that made the youngster's eyes grow wide. It was the tale of the summer that never came. Many long years ago, the story began, in the village of Sinrup by the Western Sea, there was an old woman named Nasaruk and her granddaughter Paniruk. Neither hunted for food, as hunting was the duty of men. So these two women who lived alone gathered plants and leaves all through the brief growing seasons, and they put them in poke bags for the hard winters to come. And then one springtime, just as the birds were returning and the snow was melting and the river waters were beginning to run, the northern sky grew dark and a cold wind blew and a heavy snow began to fall. It was suddenly winter again. Through the interminable months that followed, Nasaruk and Paniruk lived on the food that they had stored, even the skin from a sealskin boat. And when spring returned at last, they left their snowbound house. But as they visited the other houses in the village, they found the frozen bodies of the women and began to realize that no one else had survived. The brave hunters and their families all had starved. Now that tale old Willie had learned at the feet of his grandfather when the 20th century was young. The story was already more than 100 years old, a fable most believed that once upon an olden time, summer herself frowned and turned her face from the North Country, and the few who survived begat the Eskimos of today. And there were witnesses to the presumed legend. I said there were witnesses to the presumed legend. Observers who had lived in that olden time and lived to tell. Their testimony was unknown to old Willie the Storyteller. Unheard by author Laurel Bland, who set out in a 14-foot wooden boat in September of 1970 to explore the mythology of the Alaskan Eskimos. For more than a year, Bland and old Willie himself labored to record those timeless tall tales for posterity. And then in January of 1972, the day after that book was completed, Willie Okeylock lay down to take a nap, and he is sleeping still. Yet one of his stories, the story of the summer that never came, was proved real and true by witnesses testifying in a laboratory in Columbia University, by silent storytellers who were there in June of 1783 following the volcanic eruption in Iceland that spit tons of sulfur gas high into the northern sky, the dust clouds that altered the weather and stole the summer. Now, before today, you'd never heard old Willie's most fascinating fable, but from this day on, you'll never forget. Nor its proof that there were witnesses. Ancient trees standing in western Alaska in 1783 produced dramatically incomplete growth rings corresponding with that very year that winter came twice. Of course, old Willie told us so, but now you know the rest of the story.